The David Webb Show on Sirius XM Patriot.
Last time, Ambassador, when we talked about the number of cities and towns where ISIS is operating in Libya, you mentioned some 12 cities. Since that time, and it's been a short time, what's the situation on the ground now?
The situation is that they have consolidated their control on Sirte, which is a major city that's about an hour and 15 minutes by plane from Italy. They consolidated full control on that city, including its airport. And they have challenged all the other militias, including those of Misrata, to leave town. And we have been urging our Misratan countrymen to unite with the rest of Libya. We're telling them that there is an existential either-or right now. You have to make a choice. Are you for the state of Libya, or are you for the so-called Islamic State of ISIS? And if you're for the state of Libya, you need to fight ISIS. Our heroic heroes, like our heroes from the Air Force, the Libyan Air Force, have hit targets of ISIS inside Sirte, and we're hoping that the Misratans will use land forces to attack them, because if they continue to hold on to Sirte, it's extremely dangerous. This is in the middle of the coast of Libya, very close to Europe, and it has logistical capacity to be a real platform of terror on the Mediterranean. They have also begun to extend their control over Tripoli, the capital. They have already set up some checkpoints, and those checkpoints are still unchallenged by the so-called Libya-bound militias in Tripoli. And the reason they're unchallenged is because they are actually complicit in the rise of ISIS. We are telling these militias in Tripoli, again, are you for Libya, or are you for this monster that's called ISIS? And people have to make a choice, and we cannot have, as part of any future government, neither members of these extremist groups, nor their apologists, nor, quite frankly, people who continue to cover up for them and deny their crimes.